This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Howdy do, it's 7 after the hour, DJ V Show for Thursday the 22nd of February, en français. Joining us, Victoria Quillon and Kara Chillon, both here, en français. This is a great place for you to sort of listen and think a little bit, like Sue Salas does of Paris, Illinois. He's reacting to our conversation about the weather, which is wild and woolly in Illinois, all up and down the Mississippi, as a matter of fact, east and west of it, about 1,000 miles in either direction. You got some pretty wild weather. That's something that's trending. What else is trending, Victoria?
Well, actually, the weather is the big story right now. There's flash flood threats that they say will last through the weekend from Texas to the Ohio Valley. And river flooding, they say, will also get worse in the Great Lakes. And there are just horrific images popping up. The Ohio River is super, super high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like, you know, I'm in New York City and we've got rain forecast for the next 4 days. But we're not in any real danger. But it looks like the rain is just going to continue, and you know, the sandbags and all kinds of preparations are happening in that whole area that'll be affected.
Yep. Well, so we're getting into that time of the year when we'll have lots of wild weather because of cold weather masses clashing with warm weather mass. The Polar Express coming down and clashing with the warm air that's coming out of the Caribbean and even out of the South Pacific.
You think it kind of goes without saying, but there are warnings all over the Weather Channel and all local news that, you know, please don't try to drive through these waters.
Mm-hmm.
There's images of a huge 18-wheeler that thought, and it doesn't even look like the water is that high. It's maybe 3/4 of the way up the tires, and the guy tried to drive through some water and got completely stuck, and then the truck overturned.
Yeah.
So just, you know, turn around and drive back the other way. Don't try to risk that.
All right, what else?
And in some fun and bizarre trending news, there's a new trend for proposing. And, you know, millennials love avocados. It's, you know, that's sort of like the big joke about millennials, that we're obsessed with avocados. And it turns out even avocados are making it into the hands of would-be suitors and grooms. The trend, and there are lots of pictures of this, men are proposing, and instead of using a ring box, they're using an avocado. So they open the avocado to reveal the ring that is sitting where the pit used to sit.
Really?
I love avocados, but this is definitely a no for me.
Wow.
I would not like this.
Well, unfortunately, you won't have to go through it again because you've already been through it.
But for Kara, yeah, I don't know.
Pray for me. I can guarantee you I will not be dating any guy who would think that this is a good idea.
How would you know until he actually did it, however?
Can you imagine?
Look, you know. If you are marrying someone, you should know your significant other, and my significant other should know that it's not going to work if he proposes with an avocado. He can make me food with an avocado. I'm fine with that. No proposals with it, though.
Okay. Other trending items here, the continuing focus on the meeting yesterday at the White House. Other youngsters around the country are protesting, getting ready for what will happen March the 6th. I thought it was very sad to hear what Andrew Pollack, whose daughter Meadow was killed, and he was talking to the president and said, "She's in King David Cemetery now. That's where I go to see my child." A number of family members and some of the survivors of this shooting were in the White House yesterday and trying to get their message across. President proposed arming 20% of teachers. I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, frankly. Mental health hospitals, yeah, we do need more of that. Strengthening background checks, yep, need more of that. Also need serious campaign finance reform. Nobody's touching that with a 10-foot pole. As a matter of fact, I think Mario Rubio was asked that in one of his town hall meetings yesterday. You're going to keep taking dough from the gun interests? And he just clammed up, said nothing. Yeah. So that tells you something, frankly. Yeah, it does tell you a lot. So this interesting conspiracy, conspiracy theories floating around about the people. There were 200,000 views yesterday on YouTube regarding whether or not there have been fake actors and demonstrators and things like that. Excuse me, I'm reluctant to talk about this much, except that I think there's always going to be a conspiracy theory around these events, and whether you buy into them or you don't buy into them, it doesn't change the result of what happened, and it doesn't change the need for change. All the other stuff, it becomes pedantic, it becomes silly. Why would you waste your time even thinking about some of that crap? Because that's really what it is. There's a problem, and it needs to be fixed, and it's far beyond the point of just talking about it. It really is. It's way beyond that. There's a lot of anger brewing, a lot of anger in the country anyway. This just adds to it. I think it's time for us. I think there was a survey I saw of millennials, 94% say it's time for this to stop.
Yep.
And it is. It's absolutely time for it to stop. No question, but it should never have happened in the first place, frankly. I don't think. But I'm living in an ideal world. No, I'm not, but I would like to live in an ideal
world. Yeah, well, millennials are the ones who have had to grow up, I think, fearing it the most.
Yes.
Obviously, parents don't want anything to happen to their kids, but when you actively have to be scared going to school, going to college, and worried about it, it's time for it to end.
As part of that, Kara, the sale of bulletproof backpacks increasing rapidly, even though they aren't effective against assault rifles, parents think... And what do you, you think about this and you give your child a bulletproof backpack and you tell your child what kind of anxiety, you talk about drugs and things that are being used to dull or deaden people's fears or sense of it's everything is hopeless.
Well, and you talk about the state of the education system and the public education system and how, you know, maybe we're not learning as much as we used to. But it's like, how are you supposed to concentrate regardless of what they're teaching you? How are you supposed to think about that when you're wearing a bulletproof backpack to school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw in the New York Times today, Victoria, a story about a couple of New York police officers buying a ticket for Jordana Judson. She was concerned because somebody in her family apparently was killed in a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get to LaGuardia to buy a ticket to get her flight down there because that's where she grew up. The ride dropped her off at the airport, and then she was thinking about this family friend who died. And for whatever the reason, I'm not exactly sure how this happened, crying hysterically, the police officers approached her and asked if she was okay. And she wasn't able to get a lot of words out, but the officer said she was talking about the shooting. So these two troopers who were on duty patrolling the airport brought this woman into the ticket counter. And as she made her way inside, the ticket agent told her a one-way flight would be $700.
Whoa!
When the hell is she? What airline is she flying? I can find a ticket all day long to go one way to Florida from Boston.
But maybe the same. One way tickets are a lot more expensive.
Not anymore. Nah, not anymore. I don't find that to be the case. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. What the point is that these officers coughed up the dough to put her on the plane, and that's right on the spot, and she got on the plane.
That's
so
really sweet.
You know, we go back and forth about police officers, and we talk about the ones who are really good, and it doesn't. We wanted to overcome the ones that are really bad, but both of them went for their wallet and their credit cards, and they shared the cost. State Trooper Robert Troy and State Trooper Thomas Karaczynski both shared the cost equally to put her on the plane. How do you beat that?
Love it.
You know, you don't want to laugh about it, but it is cool that they were that thoughtful. Good for them. I want to do something silly. You ready?
Ready.
All right. We're talking about Florida. Time for us. This is something I found called the Germany or Florida quiz.
Okay.
All right. You have to tell me whether these things are attributable to Germany or Florida. Here we go. First one. Three people arrested. This is all in the news. Three people arrested for trying to film an adult film in a Ferris wheel. Did this happen in Germany or Florida?
Oh, that could be a toss-up.
That's what all of these are going to be.
I'm going to go with Florida.
All right, what about you, Kara? Germany or Florida?
I guess I have to say Germany then.
Yep, Kara's right, Germany.
Germany.
Second one. Teacher ripped out a student's beeping insulin pump, mistaking it for a cell phone. Did that happen in Germany or Florida?
That one's got to be Florida.
Yes.
Don't ask why.
No offense
I know
to
that.
Our listeners in Florida.
Yeah.
We're on about a dozen stations in Florida. Sorry about that. Here's the next one. Germany or Florida. 69-year-old man arrested for stabbing a dentist from a rival practice during an argument over a parking space. Happened in Germany or Florida?
Parking space. Wow. Florida?
Mm-mm.
What's parking like in Germany?
Germany.
I don't know.
Pretty tough.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Worse,
like, what the
more people
is.
Per square foot in Germany than there are in America. A pet squirrel attacked a police officer when he attempted to arrest the squirrel's owner on a drug charge. Germany or Florida?
Oh, boy. For all the bad ones, I think it's Florida. But
yeah, you're right.
Again, sorry.
That was Florida. Man attempted to get into a family funeral when he was denied entry. He stabbed two people. Germany or Florida?
If we're going along with the stabbing, then I guess.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I guess that should be Germany, too,
this
right?
Is going to be like pretzels
no.
and stuff. Like.
No, this is Florida.
Schneckens.
Yeah. Police allowed a naked shopper to go home with a warning after she said she was buying groceries in the nude because she lost her clothing playing spin the bottle. Did that happen in Germany or Florida?
Germans
are kind of kinky.
Germany,
like
that. Yeah, they are kind of kinky. You're right about that. Number seven, a woman burned her house down while trying to kill a spider with a can of hairspray and a lighter.
Oh, that would be me, probably.
That would be me, too.
Germany
Florida?
Or Florida? Florida is where that happened.
Anything to kill the spiders, man.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more of these quickly. A disabled man was arrested. His wheelchair was confiscated after police discovered his blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit.
Germany!
Yep. Last one. Man made up a story about kidnapping and killing a hitchhiker in hopes that it would make his wife divorce him. Germany or Florida?
I'll
go for Florida.
Yep, Florida.
Man, your wife must really love you if you got to pretend to do that for her to divorce you.
Let's get rid of that.
Wow.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive feature of the DJV program. Did it happen in Germany or Florida? 19 past the hour now.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today we're moving this program to Canada because I decided that it was time for us to move to Canada, where there are, everything is beautiful. All and people do think that's true, you know, it's a panacea. Canada has the same problems we do. It's the same. It's on a lighter scale because it's a smaller country.
Yeah,
a lot of problems. Canadian Senate movement. They passed a bill making the country's national anthem gender neutral. If you're not familiar with the words to O Canada, here's how the first few lines read. O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. So they changed the phrase in all thy sons command to in all of us command. So now it's politically correct. It has to get I guess it goes to the governor general. Before it gets passed, becomes law. But anyway, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, the bill to make O Canada gender neutral passed a third reading in the Senate. Another positive toward gender equality. How about that? Yes, thrilling news, ladies and gentlemen.
O Canada is always, I think it's one of the prettiest, if not the prettiest, national anthems. It's gorgeous.
Our national anthem is no...
It's not... Prize. I love our national anthem, don't get me wrong, and don't start with the tweets. But no. I'm just saying, if you think about it melodically, it's not that pretty.
Start with the tweets all you want. I think our national anthem sucks. It should be God Bless America.
That is
actually,
beautiful.
America the Beautiful is what I think should
be. That's a gorgeous
anthem.
Song. I don't know why that's not the anthem. Who made that choice? Do you
with
know?
Us. I'm making a choice right now. It's God. It's America the Beautiful.
But who actually made that choice?
I don't know. Somebody we don't like. Anyway,
you're supposed to know all this stuff in history.
Yeah, George Washington made it before he died. He died. By the way, you know, George Washington died of the flu. Did you know that?
Really? I did not know that.
He did not. All right, let's keep going here. We got you're distracting me, Victoria. I need to get the throwback Thursday.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite things of the entire week. 25 past the hour. Top five songs this week in 1969 on the DJV show for me to go back to the... this is Johnny Maestro, who is the lead singer of the two groups, sounded the same, Brooklyn Bridge and the Crests. This is The Worst That Could Happen, number five, during this week in 1969. Here you go. Never get married. Had a terrible toupee, but he had a great voice. Alright. Let's see what we got. We got some great songs this week. 1969, this was in the height of my era as a jock. Here's a song from One Hit Wonder. This is actually a studio group called The Foundations. They're fooling around in the studio, and they came over, Build Me Up Buttercup, number four, during this week in 1969. Come on, ladies, you must like this.
I love this song, but the funny thing is, you're going to laugh at me. I thought this was an original song that was written for Something About Mary, because it made it, right, Kara? Do you remember?
It movie.
It was
I remember it. I didn't think that it was an original song for it.
But I'd never heard of the song before that movie, so.
But I think because of that movie, I mean, it's had a lasting effect. Everyone our age knows this song.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, that's number four. Number three belongs to The Doors. One of their top, I think they've got 10 songs in their repertoire that made it to number one or close to it. This is one of my faves from The Doors. Jimmy Morrison sings lead on Touch Me.
Why won't you tell me what she said?
Very sexy song.
He is such a great voice. What a range.
I'm gonna love you. Listen to the lyrics. I'm gonna love you till the heavens start to rain. What woman wouldn't fall for that? All right, number three, Touch Me, Doors. Number two, it's not my favorite. I never was a big fan of Tommy James and the Shondells. Crimson and Clover. We'll give that short shrift because the number one song is really a great song. Sylvester Stone. They called him Sly, one of the original users of Lots of Pot. And the, this guy was toked up all the time. Everyday People was number one for 4 weeks, starting this week in 1969. Everyday People. Crank it up, kids. Different strokes for different folks. So long. Different strokes for different folks.
We got to live together.
He's still alive, I think. The focus of something we talked about recently. All right, there they are, the throwback songs this week, 1969, top five songs, 28 after.
In today's automotive news, the safe and go anywhere all-wheel drive company Subaru is celebrating 50 years in America with 9 years of consecutive sales growth. To make this anniversary special, Subaru is donating 50 Outback vehicles to Meals on Wheels America. At the Chicago International Auto Show, they are showing off the 50th anniversary editions of each vehicle in the lineup with a high level of trim, heritage blue color badging, and exterior and interior accents. Limited editions of 1,050 will be rolling out to special customers this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have arrived at another half hour of conversational excellence on the DJV show for Thursday, the 22nd of February. Jennifer Horn back on the morrow, on air Victoria. That's her handle at Twitter, at DJV show. You can find us there as well, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's. You can find Kara there if you want to have a conversation with her or back and forth. You don't call it a conversation. What do you call it? A transcription? When you're back and forth, so you're not really talking to somebody. You can send me a note at Doug Steffen on Twitter. I've played with it a little bit. I haven't done much with it, actually. But I will as I feel more the need or comfortable. And then there's the hello conversation. How about real communication? This is something people long for. I was looking at some of the ratings results, not to be too much of an insider here, but there are ratings trackers, as you know, highlighting how well radio programs do and radio stations do and formats do. And news talk, that sort of thing, spoken word formats, people listening to programs like this, they want to know what's going on. They want to be able to hear whether people agree or disagree with it, say, points of view. And by the way, more people are listening. There's growth in commercial radio, but also the non-profit, if you will, public radio, whatever they Those stations are doing well as well. So lots to talk. And what it is a throwback to the old personality radio days. People want to have, they want to listen to people that they like for the most part, or listen to people that they don't like so they can yell at them. For some reason, they get a get a big kick out of that. So it's nice. Thank you very much for being supportive of what we are doing here and many of our brethren and sisterin. What do you call it when, not sisterin, sounds like something you put water into. What's the female equivalent, though, for brethren? Do we have any that come to the top of our minds?
It's brethren, right? But brethren, you're right. I don't know what the female version is.
All right, let's keep traveling here. Travel news. In fact, Priceline has changed its name to Booking Holdings. Why? Who knows? They've spent a lot of money. I don't understand this at all. People will never think of Booking Holdings. They'll think of Priceline. Shatner has done, they've spent millions of dollars using Shatner to create an image of Priceline that is unchallenged. When you think of trying to get a deal on a hotel, you're not going to go to Booking Holdings. You think, what happened to Priceline?
Well, Priceline. Priceline doesn't let you name your own price anymore, which is, that was their biggest thing. That was their whole business model. So they don't let you do that anymore. So it's kind of become just kind of like any other site. Booking Holdings owns Booking.com, which is their biggest property. Then they own Priceline and they own Kayak. So they're kind of all eventually just going to be one big thing to go.
The way it's going, the big companies keep buying up the little ones.
Right.
So there's no competition.
Right.
I think Shatner, that's one of the great examples of advertising.
Oh,
how
absolutely.
It works. If there's a better example, I don't know where it is. Shatner made that company. Mm-hmm. He did. And single-handedly.
He also ingratiated himself to an entirely new generation.
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible. I love him.
And by the way, he was given a piece of the company. That's one of the... He realized how successful his stuff was, so he made him give him a piece of the company. It wasn't a big piece, but they gave him a piece of the company to do the ads. So, good for him. Smart cookie. Airbus, my favorite. I'm traveling, as a matter of fact, on an Airbus today to go from one end of the country to another. They have created an autonomous flying vehicle, i.e. a plane that has no pilot. Ah, yes, this is what the world needs. This flight took place in Pendleton, Oregon. This is a flying passenger-capable plane, and it is almost like a hovercraft, combination of a helicopter and an airplane. It's an all-electric plane, has six rotor-designed propellers that enable it to go forward and up at the same time. Now, that's not new, because you've seen those. There are military planes that can do that, but they have to have pilots in them. Airbus says they're investing in its potential. Huh? Who in the right mind wants to get into a plane? And you know it's coming because there are going to be people not driving cars and trucks and trains, and so why not? No bus drivers anymore, so why not have a plane that flies itself? Sorry, no sale with this guy. I want to get into a plane and look in the cockpit and see a guy in the left seat who's got gray hair.
What about a woman?
I want to see a woman who... there are a lot of... now that you mention it, there are a lot of women. You know, it used to be not... back in the days after World War II, when there were a lot of pilots that were coming out of the service, none of the domestic airlines would hire a black pilot. It wasn't until after Korea. If you look around, and there are only... I think Delta has a few... American has probably the most, and they're all, most of them are based in Charlotte or Dallas because of the southern cities. And there are very few women, although more and more. Most of the women fly, that are pilots, fly for Delta, and they fly out of Atlanta or one of their, like Orlando, Florida destinations. Isn't that funny?
Hmm.
Or funny, I don't know. It's funny. It's strange
to
me. But more and more you will see that change, frankly. More and more women are flying. And I know some women who were flight attendants who decided, I'm not back here. I'm going to go to pilot school, learn how to fly, and become a pilot. And that's happened as well. Speaking of things that are developing, I think we really have to take a serious look at how the train system is working here. I saw there was a local commuter train that derailed yesterday here in between the run from Framingham to Boston on the Metro. What they don't call it Metro, they call it the MBTA, but the line. And there was a. It just looks like that nobody's paying attention to what's going on. There's a report that was issued on that crash between the garbage truck and the train. Remember when the Republican members of Congress were going to some event?
Yeah, and the retreat train, or something, I think.
Yeah, it was a retreat. Train drove onto the crossing. The truck drove across the crossing when the gates were down. Train was going 60 miles an hour. Man, can you imagine that? Woo! Hitting a garbage truck at 60 miles an hour. Wowie zowie. That must have knocked a few people out of their seats. Obviously, the truck driver was killed. Some other people in the train were hurt, that sort of thing, but they investigated it, and the truck was on the train crossing. The gates were down. Nobody knows, though, why the truck was stalled there, why it was parked there. That's really, you think about it, it's like a movie, like a bad movie.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Puerto Rico is getting $300 million in loan money to fix the rest of the electric utilities that don't work. Two-thirds of the power was gone after Hurricane Maria. They were looking for a $1 billion loan. A federal judge rejected it because they are bankrupt. So now they got $300 million coming out of the general fund in Puerto Rico. The Puerto Ricans are still $70 billion in debt, basically bankrupt. The governor maintains the island still needs $1 billion. Federal Control Board said $300 million will only keep the electric utility running until March. So what? They can't get money because apparently they can't charge because nobody's got any money on Puerto Rico because everybody's wiped out.
Yep.
And still 20% of the island doesn't have electricity.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico is a big travel destination in the wintertime. I would think for the rest of it. How have they done so far this year? It's been a big
No one is traveling there voluntarily unless you are a volunteer.
Yeah.
You know, unless you are. My friends are going back tomorrow, and they said so. As the new power lines have been installed, it's all American, mainland American companies that are now down there trying to get the power and things like that.
Right.
But they have a lot of cleanup, so much cleanup to do, and so they get these power lines up, and the old ones are literally just laying there next to them, and they just don't even, they're trying to figure out like this makeshift way of getting power to everybody, and then the cleanup afterwards is going to be just, I would say, at least $1 billion in contracts that it's going to mean. I just hope that the government, you know, we've had how many stories now of these contracts being awarded to people who don't deserve them? Let's hope that they get this right, that companies that can actually do the work and do it with integrity can actually get down there and help. I hope that's the case going forward.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's what and who's who. Excuse me. How many people are planning on going on a cruise this winter? As we get through February into March, April, big cruise time, still a lot of time, and there are great deals on cruises. And one of the reasons perhaps that is because things like the brawl that took place on the cruise liner last weekend, they had to dock early so Australian police could remove a large family of 23 people who were fighting with themselves and with others. There's some video from the ship that shows passengers on this ship, called the Legend, tussling with each other, security officers shouting, screaming from onlookers. The video shows security officers kicking passengers on the floor. That's going to do the Carnival line a whole lot of good, too.
Yeah.
Quote, our security team responded to several instances, extremely unruly behavior by these guests. One particular altercation in the nightclub began when a group physically attacked other guests. Police didn't say what started the fights, how many people were hurt, whether or not charges would be filed or not. But the investigations continue. What a bunch of morons.
Well, I can tell you what started the fight.
Drinking.
Yeah. That's obvious. It's an Australian cruise. Aussies like to drink.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
New passport rules coming into effect later this year. If you've applied for passports, a lot of them have been done. 21 million new passports projected to be needed, according to the State Department. And so people are wondering, okay, why are we in a big hurry? A lot of passports up for renewal. Go back to 2007. We started needing passports to go to Canada or Mexico. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Or going to any island in the Caribbean. Before that, you could go with your license. Now, because the passports have a shelf life of 10 years, brings you right now to the here and the now. You want to renew? Go online. State Department starting to process passport services. You used to be able to. I remember when I got my last passport, it was before I went to China, as a matter of fact. And I went to the Chinese embassy to get a visa in Los Angeles and then got my passport renewed. And it was a long line. My God, I think the whole thing took me about 4 hours to get done, if I remember correctly. And now you'll be able to do it. Some of the updates will be texted to you. That's a new procedure, I think, isn't it? When's the last time
that's new.
You got a passport, Victoria?
Lewis and I both had to renew ours right before our honeymoon last June. So,
what about you, Kara?
I just got mine in the mail like a few weeks ago. I sent mine in at the beginning of January, and luckily I did it before the fee went up. But and there are a ton of people renewing it this year because I think it was 10 years ago. It was either, I think it was the end of 2017 that the law changed, and so there are a ton of people who are renewing since it's been 10 years. So
yeah, I was in that 2007 gang, and then both Lewis and I were, and we weren't together then, but we were both in that same batch, and so we had to make sure that we did our passports like expedited, so we had to pay more money for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a whole big thing. I should have planned that more in advance, but I didn't know when it expired. So luckily, at least I looked before we went on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something. The bottom line here, the message is: don't wait till the last minute, especially this year because of all of these renewals.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage. Look around the State Department. You can go online. You can Google it, and the instructions are there. But it may take longer for them to be processed because of the rush. The numbers hitting the system, it'll clog it up more than off. I think if you do it the regular way, it takes about a month. The application may be closer to 6 weeks now. So don't wait. Get at it and see if you can avoid, as they say, the rush. Speaking of avoiding the rush, one of the great things, one of the privileges that I have in this program is to give you an opportunity to save money. And that's best demonstrated by going to MyPillow.com. If you haven't gotten your pillows from MyPillow.com, what are you waiting for? It's a great time to get 50% off on all kinds of things. The MyPillow 4-pack, but all sorts of other things. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save a lot of money on bedding, mattresses, pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour now, it's Movie Moments time. Chuck are not with us today, but we are overviewing some of the things that are making news, including a story that may turn to be a hot property, story of one of the Kennedy children, Sister Rosemary, who had a procedure that is outlined, well, her life, I guess, Victoria, is outlined in this, what is it, a Netflix original movie, right?
I don't know if it's going to be Netflix. I think it's going to be a movie, in theaters. It's called A Letter from Rosemary Kennedy, and it will be directed by the same person who did Our Souls at Night, so the Jane Fonda, Robert Redford movie. The movie, it stars Handmaid's Tale star Elizabeth Moss. She, of course, just has won a slew of awards for that show on Hulu. And the description says that it explores the heartbreaking story of JFK's older sister, Rosemary, who spent a lifetime hidden from public view by her politically ambitious father, Joseph Kennedy.
He was a terrible good bastard.
Yeah.
He had her lobotomized because she was getting sexy and sexual. So in 19, I think it was probably 38, 39, somewhere in there, does it say?
Say what year. Right. I think it's probably going to span maybe from when she was a child and then up through the end.
One of the many disgraces. He didn't like any of his children but Joe, who was the pilot that was killed in World War II. He wanted him to be president. He thought that John Kennedy was a weakling, if you really look into it, because he got hurt, had a bad back, all that stuff. Teddy Kennedy was a drunk. He never had any use for... That was why Teddy was a drunk. He didn't get that it was because he treated him like crap.
Yeah.
Bobby was the smartest of all of them, and probably the most likable, but his father never took to him. because he was the smallest of the brothers. I mean, this is the kind of thinking. These people,
I never knew any of
worst,
that.
Oh, the worst, worst, worst bunch of no-good bastards. I thought that originally when you talked about it, it was about the mother, who was a very interesting character, pretty much lived on her own because her husband and the father of the boys, I mean, they all were promiscuous because the father had three women around him all the time in the presence of the wife. The wife was a hardcore Catholic, so she turned the other cheek, but the abuse that she suffered at the hands of that guy, he abused all the children, abused her. He was just a no-good bastard. And this movie hopefully will bring that out, because a lot of people who love the Kennedys and think they're the greatest things in sliced bread, they're, you understand why they were so dysfunctional, why Jack had so many mistresses. Bobby was the only one who was really straight. There were a few rumors about him with Marilyn, but not a lot. Teddy was
Weren't
always
there rumors
had
about
some
Bobby and Jackie Kennedy, too?
Yeah, and those may have been true after he died. But anyway, you know, you look at the situation that existed there, and you wonder, how do these, and it brings you around to thinking, no wonder the presidency is full of dysfunctional people. When you go back over the history of our country, and you, especially from sort of Lincoln on, through the world, Teddy Roosevelt was a real crackpot. He was a pretty decent president, but he was a crackpot. And Woodrow Wilson, his wife ran the, he was sick, but he was a racist. He wanted to go back to slavery.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you go through the history of some of these characters. Calvin Coolidge came from Massachusetts. The guy couldn't, he wasn't smart. How he got to be president is always a wonder. Hoover, sort of the same. Hoover was a terrible president. He was just dumb. Harrison.
President Harrison.
William Henry Harrison died in a bathtub having sex with some.
Wow, I love this movie. New segment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I get off.
That
sorry,
is so
Kara.
Funny, Kara. I totally forgot, too, that it was a movie. But this is interesting, though. I like it.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I think one of the few normal, kind of quasi-normal, I mean, you think about, we think about the president of our time, Clinton, and, you know, what
Clinton
he was
Clinton was
all
just
about.
White trash. But there, I don't think there was anything like, I don't think he was
you know,
crazy.
Say what you will about, I think Reagan and Eisenhower, when he comes, as much as some people like to denigrate Reagan because of some of his policies, he was as close to normal. But his kids by his second wife were not. They both disliked him, and they haven't really been, well, actually all four of them, the two that were adopted by Jane Wyman and Ronald, and, you know, they're not all that. All right, never mind. You can't say something good. Don't say it. I was going to talk about the 10 Black Panther movies that are coming out in the offing, because there are 10 Black Panther comic books, and now that movie's done so well, they're planning on 10 Black Panther movies. However,
many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.